Hey y'all. Hey y'all, welcome to the palace. Welcome back. So, I don't own any rights to any music ever played on here. Y'all already know that. Hold on, let me get myself together. Alright, I got a lot going on, so pardon me, okay? Alright, so today is Wednesday, and it's 1:50 in the afternoon. I'm taking a break from work because I want to, I'm about to make dinner real quick. I'm making some spaghetti, which we haven't had in a while. You know, you eat spaghetti as a kid so much, when you get older, like, it becomes one of your least favorite meals. I mean, I love spaghetti, but I'm not one of those households where we have spaghetti every week or every 2 weeks. Like, we literally have spaghetti like once every other month or every 2 months or something. So, I'm gonna make us some spaghetti. So, I got regular spaghetti noodles. I'm gonna use, I don't know if y'all know this or not, but I don't buy ground beef or like ground chuck or any of that anymore. I just don't. Kim doesn't eat beef, and you know, if she puts something on a grill, or like if she puts something on a grill, I keep hamburger patties. Now I do keep like Angus beef patties. It's not that I don't eat beef, or you know, Brenna, or you know, it ain't that we don't eat it. It's just that, you know, ground chicken is just a healthier option. So if I go out and have a burger, that's fine. But like at home, I don't cook a lot of ground beef. So we go to the farmer's market and get the ground chicken. And it's really good, nice and fresh. And it's pretty cheap. So that's what we use. And then I use ground Italian sausage. Right, ground Italian sausage. It gives it a different taste. I like it. And then I just took out some Roger Wood, and I'm gonna just cut some sausage in like, you know, a little disc, and put that in there just to have a little extra meat and a different texture, because you got the ground chicken, the ground sausage, and I feel like the round disc from the cut sausage links would give it a different texture. And it won't be so boring. So I'm gonna try to cook that really quick. Spaghetti doesn't take that long. I think the longest is just getting the water to boil for the noodles and cooking. Well, not even cooking the noodles, but getting the water to boil. So I'm gonna wash these dishes while I'm waiting on the water to boil. and then I'm gonna start to cook the meat. So I think I'm gonna cook the sausage, like the links, cut them up and cook those first, because I feel like they'll leave a good flavor in the pan. And then I'll add probably the ground sausage, and then do the ground chicken last. So that's the play. Let me see, what else I got? As far as work is good. Still, you know, about the same. I've been working still like at minimum 10 hours. I haven't done a 12 hour really in a while, but I've tried to do 10 hours every day. So that's where I'm at with that. So yesterday we went to the store, the farmer's market. At Sam's because Kim has a card, and I went in there to get like one or two things because Bree liked their French toast sticks. So I went to get some of those. It's like a big old box of like 48 or something like that, and they're really good. I didn't think she was gonna like it because she hasn't had French toast sticks since she was a kid, but she ate the whole box. So, between her and my mom and Kim, they ate the whole box. Like, when Kim come over here, she eats. When she come over here, she cooks. So, I have to feed her, you know? So, yeah, I got French toast sticks from Sam's. I got a big bag, like 5 pounds, I think, of waffle fries. And I got 5 pound bag of chicken bites from by Tyson. The waffle fries is by this other company, Signature, I think it's called. And they had a lot of good price little like quick meal things. But I just want to try it to see if I like it, the quality. And then I'll go rack up because I got a habit of buying all the stuff and then it end up not tasting good and I end up throwing it out or giving it away. So I got the waffle fries. I'm going to try those. They have chicken bites. I'm going to try those. They also have these, I think they have like these chicken, spicy chicken sandwiches or something. So if it's good, I'm going to end up getting most of their stuff. And then what else? What else did I get from there? I hate that this stuff rusts in this water. It's so annoying. I got to get plastic everything. I got muffins. The thing of nine. It has blueberry, banana nut, and chocolate. Those are good for breakfast. I tried the banana nut this morning. I don't know if it was just my stomach being weird, but my stomach started getting queasy, so I didn't finish it. I was going to eat on it all day, basically lunch and breakfast, but it started kind of making my stomach hurt. So we got those muffins. Got the muffins. I can't think. Let me think. Oh, these Kool-Aid jammers that I'm looking at. We got those. We got chips. They got the big old bag of. We got the spicy Dorito. And they got the big bag of hot fries in there. Now, which I had never seen. So, I got it. Because, you know, she kills the hot fire. I got some other stuff. I just can't remember. And then got the rest of the stuff from Walmart. Yeah. Spaghetti real quick. So our water is finally boiling. I'm gonna go ahead and cut the sausage link and get my go ahead and get my meat going. Well, let me see if I have enough of spaghetti. Because sometimes, what's going on with me? What is spaghetti? Let me use this wooden one. Sometimes, you know, you put too much spaghetti in there. And it sucks when you put too much spaghetti if you don't have enough spaghetti sauce. That's why I always buy like the giant. I always buy the giant, whatchamacallit, spaghetti sauce. So, what's in there now is like half a box. That's enough pretty much for me and Bree. But I'm going to go ahead, since I got a lot of meat and I have a lot of sauce, I'm going to go ahead and make a big pot of it and make some plates. I bought, oh, that's another thing I bought from Sam's. I bought a big old thing of garlic bread. We go through garlic bread pretty much. And so I bought that big thing. Plus, I was already thinking about making plates. And so that worked. So I bought this big old giant thing. It should be enough for one box of spaghetti. If not, a good thing that you can do for all you newbies, newbie cookers, you can, oh my gosh, but every time, hello, okay, so that's my favorite song by him. So I'm gonna this knife needs to be sharpened. Alright, so what I was saying is don't make the mistake, because we all have done it once, like learning how to make spaghetti or whatever. You cook all your noodles, you drain them and all that, or however you do it. Then you put your sauce in there, then you realize you don't have enough sauce, and it's like dead end at that point. Add your sauce as you add your noodles. That way you can make sure that you end up with the right amount of spaghetti versus sauce. And you can freeze your unused but cooked noodles, or and just cook something else in about a week or however long. I don't know how long it lasts in the refrigerator, but I'm just saying, you know, it's better to have extra cooked noodles on the side versus not having a complete meal because you don't have enough sauce. So this spaghetti is going to be pretty meaty, and I'm cutting my length down the middle, and then I flip it on its stomach. And then I just cut both at one time. And then the two that I cut that in half. That's how you stretch your meat. You don't need 1,000 sausages. This knife is so dull, I can't even use it. And I don't feel like sharpening it. So I shall use this one. Okay, let's turn our heat down. All right, so Oh, I didn't tell. I did. Sure thing. I haven't posted it yet. But we went out of town this weekend. Real quick slide. We went to Orlando. I told y'all I was going because I was talking to y'all when I was getting dressed. But yeah, we went. We had a good time. It ended up being a rush to come back trip because my cousin needed my little cousin back, and it was just a mess with that. But other than that, we had a good time. It was quick, you know, because we only stayed one night. But we were up late that first night, Saturday night. And then we got up pretty early on Sunday and headed out. So we were able to go to the mall and not in Orlando like we wanted to. We did go to the mall in Daytona. I think like we went somewhere else too.
We made a couple. We went in Avon.
I said I was going to cook these separately, but I think I'm going to go ahead and put the sausage in with the sausage. I'm just trying to cook now so I don't have to worry about it when I get off. Honestly, y'all, when I get off, I just be ready to chill out. Like, and then I got pop stuff to do, order. I got an order to get together. And the new stuff that I'm working on, I gotta get that going. So it's like, when I get off, I be wanting to do other stuff. And this is just one less thing that I gotta do. Go back on HSN and see if they have one of those. I doubt it. One was like 2-3 Christmases ago. Them little spatulas I be telling y'all about when I'm cooking, the wooden ones. The little wooden, like, spatula spoon. I think it's called Spoonch. It's a weird name that she came up with. I can't ever remember. It's a cute little weird name. Let me get my lunch out of the oven. KFC last night, the chicken strips, macaroni and cheese. And I had a strip left, so I just put it in a air fryer oven to warm it up. Tried the, what do you call it, the ground chicken, like, try it. I haven't seen it in like a regular grocery store, only at the farmer's market, but that's not to say that they don't have it or yours don't have it. I just haven't seen it. But also, I don't go to the grocery store a lot. I hate grocery shopping. I order groceries online, or I have Kim go get the groceries. Like, I ain't with that. I'm so not into that. I hate going to grocery store. I didn't want to go last night, and it was raining. So it was a miracle that I went, but I knew I had to go. Because when Bree don't have stuff that she can cook, I got to go to the store, because I'm not going to keep coming in here cooking meals that for her to eat, because there's nothing here that she can't cook for herself, you know.
No, we ain't gonna do that. I don't wanna do that. But try the ground chicken.
We do like ground chicken patties, like burgers. Put them on the grill.
So good. Like you season it up. You put your whatever sauces, cheeses, and all that stuff, or whatever you're cooking. You know, do it just as you would, it's not the candle burnt out. Yeah, do it just as you would, you know, if you were cooking ground beef. Let me go find this candle, hold on. Alright, so let's rinse off our noodles. Some people don't rinse their noodles off, some people do. I do. Y'all know I don't like the starch. So, what I do, I don't let them cook all the way. Because what I'm going to do is, I'm going to add some butter. I'm going to add some salt and pepper. Onion powder, garlic powder, my favorite. And then I'm going to add the pasta sauce. Uh-oh. And I'm going to just let it slow cook so that that sauce can like marry into the noodles. And then I'll add the meat at the end. And then, once everything's together, I'll turn it off so y'all can hear. Butter, salt, pepper, my seasonings. Put my stuff in there. Oh, at the end, once everything's in the pot, that's when I put cheese on top and let it sit. That makes it so good. When you put that cheese make it real good.
Cook it all the way, because before I say that, make sure you pay attention to if you're using salted or unsalted butter when you're salting or seasoning your food. It makes a difference. But anyway, oh, I bought this from Sam's too. Butter, salted butter, salted sweet corn, oh my god, sweet cream butter, and it's four ounce sticks, and you might be like, and it's a four pack, so what's that, 16 sticks of butter, four, yeah. I'm not like, dang, that's a lot of butter. It is, but we go for a lot of butter too. We put butter on bread, butter on all kinds of stuff. So I was like, y'all already know, I'm a bulk buyer. Like, if it, something that I use a lot, I'm gonna buy it in bulk because I hate going to the store. I hate running out of stuff. So I like to have stuff on hand when I need it. Especially stuff that I use like all the time. Alright, so we got our butter in here. I don't know. I do the butter because I feel like it just give it like a flavor. I don't know. And it loosens them. It loosens the noodles up. Make it like creamy. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I don't measure it. I just eyeball it. I cut off maybe like, what, 2 tablespoons, I guess. I don't know. Alright. So we're going to let that butter melt in there. And even though your pasta sauce, you know, they have seasoning, I always just like to just, yeah, kick it up a notch. That's just what I like. I love Prego. I grew up on Ragu. And when I got older, like when I moved into my own place, I just started like trying different brands and different things from what I was used to growing up. Because, you know, stuff might be different or better. And you stuck on like, what your mama was using, like, nobody's probably gonna use that stuff no more. I don't know. And, you know, you might find something you like I did. Like, I ended up really liking this Prego. Yeah. I really like it. And I always get, I've tried different ones, but I always come back to the Italian sausage and garlic. And I did this one because I knew I was putting Italian sausage in the, whatchamacallit. But, I used that one, or I think the other one is called, like, meat sauce or something like that. Chicken, because our sausages are done, our ground sausage is done, and now we're going to do our ground chicken. Let's turn it down some. This garlic seasoning in this spaghetti, I can already smell it. Y'all, when your sauce get to like a little under a 4 of the jar, add you a good amount of water to it.
Not to where it's running wet and watered down, but enough to like stretch a sauce. You never can have too much sauce. I don't think. I like mine saucy. I don't like it dry.
And what I'm gonna do is get a bowl, actually. I'm gonna get a bowl. I'm gonna split this spaghetti in half because I want to put meat on top of the spaghetti and then like layer it and then the spaghetti gets some more meat just to make sure everything gets in the cool and you know getting the proper attention. Season your meat as well. That didn't come seasoned. Garlic and herb. I like this. I'm gonna put it on the meat. Just a little bit. I like that seasoning, especially like for meat. It's good for meats and anything really.
I got a 14 out of 15 on my quiz. And guess what kind of quiz it is? Yes. I have a 79.9 in that class. She considers that's a B.
Yeah, your dad told me.
Yes. It is a surprise because I always used to have problems in that. But, in that test, the quiz I took was Friday or Monday, I can't remember. It was Friday or Monday, and I took that quiz. I wonder which one I missed, but I just took another test in my class.
Meeting the thing and a bunch of them fell on the floor because somebody's staring so hard.
baby.
Don't give him too much, because I'm still pissed from yesterday.
Oh, your nails. Dude, got one right here.
It was raining so hard yesterday.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was. I showed it when I go to the store.
It was so dark and windy. Like, mom, there's two different types of clothes, right?
Oh, wait, I'll be back.
All right, now this is where we add the water.
Are
I'm
you
telling y'all about
bot of the bot podcasting? You are? And you didn't even tell
you
me.
You said, hey, y'all, I thought you knew because you were sleeping. All
right, shake it up, shake it up, shake it up, shake it up.
And then,
we're gonna add
we just gotta make sure that meat is cooked, the chicken. But yeah. I'm so hungry. My favorite breakfast, like quick breakfast, and I'll say quick, like microwave quick, the Jimmy Dean turkey bowls that have the egg whites, cheese, and turkey sausage. It was perfect size. 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, some orange juice is good. Sam's usually have them in a box, but they were out. They used to have like 8 in a box. So I was like, okay, I'll just get them from Walmart. Well, Walmart was out. Are you serious? But I needed them. So I really wanted that this morning for breakfast. So I ended up getting a muffin. I love KFC mac and cheese. I love Captain D's mac and cheese. I love
Chick-fil-A mac and cheese. I love Panera's mac and cheese. I've heard Popeye's got mac and cheese, but I haven't tried it yet. Should be good to add our noodles.
Add our sauce. But you don't want to cook it too long. Like, you don't want heat on your spaghetti too long because it'll start to dry out.
Okay, I'm back.
So, you want to make sure you're stirring it, you know, and that you got it on as low as possible. Because, like I said, you don't want it to dry out. But that's also why I add the water to the sauce to stretch it. Because it'll make a pool for... Learn how to make this. It'll make a pool for your food. Won't dry it out. You know, give it some room. So, like I said, I don't know how long I'm going to have it on, though, because I got a lot of sauce, so it can hang for a good minute.
Hi, guys. I'm back. Hate to interrupt, but you know, just a little update on Cash App.
Girl, nobody want to hear about that. Stop begging people.
I haven't set it up yet, you know. Oh, it's the 4th. I thought it was Yogi's birthday. Oh my god, I got scared. I wish he would. I take birthday wishes pretty seriously now. Last time, I didn't really care, you feel me? But this is a little update. Let me know you still rocking with me. If I don't get no happy birthday from you or anything, I know where we stand. Okay? Oh, I forgot. You got 2 days max for late. Late belated. Thank you. Cash App will be open by the time my birthday comes. Just...
Alright, spaghetti is on. Clean up the kitchen. See, that's quick, y'all. You want to do a quick meal for family or friends, which everybody always makes spaghetti because it's cheap and it's quick.
But it can get pricey. You can add shrimp. You can add lobster. You can add whatever you want. So if you want to make it fancy and be like, I'm making shrimp spaghetti or seafood spaghetti or something like that.
We never had that.
No, I never made it.
Shrimp and spaghetti? That sounds...
I put shrimp in my spaghetti before. Probably not. You probably, if I did, you probably don't remember. Because it's been a while ago. But I never made seafood spaghetti. But yeah, get you some garlic bread. But you don't always have to. I prefer garlic bread, but you can do like bread sticks. You can do garlic knots. You can do crescent rolls. You can do
croissants.
Yeah, like endless when it comes to the bread. You can do like a French bread and make you some Italian seasoning like they do at Carrabba's. That's all that is. That seasoning that you dip and they put olive oil. So you basically pour your olive oil in a little pan or dish or whatever. And pour your, you know, take a pinch of seasoning or however much, a little seasoning. And that's all that is. You can buy it pre-mixed or you can make it yourself.
You can even have hot dog buns, burger buns. Your choice, you know. Pretty endless.
Yeah, because Bree likes hot dog buns with everything. Like, not everything. Bree will eat a hot dog bun by itself. That's what I meant to say. She likes bread.
They're good.
And I get the ones out the deli. Because the ones on the shelf just... They don't taste good to me no more. The ones from the deli be soft and fresh. And they last longer. Believe that. Now, how crazy is that? The ones that they put on the shelves and they put all the preservatives in it doesn't last as long as the ones, you know, from the bakery that don't have all of that. The hot dog, I bought hamburger buns from the deli. That's what I forgot. Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't forget. Because I bought the thing for the filling bread. That's what I said. I forgot the filling bread.
You look younger, man.
You look younger.
Oh, yeah.
No, like right now, you look younger.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Weight makes you look older. I was looking at that picture yesterday or the day before, and I said the exact same thing. I look older and tired.
My hair, them braids
would
definitely come out.
We were out of town, you remember that?
Yes, from my shirt. I think we were at the movie theater for Josie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was in Tampa on that other one.
What's this for? Football game? Yogi football game? Yeah.
No.
No?
I was in Tampa at camp.
So when is this one?
My Christmas party with neighbor and family.
Sorry, Hunt. You're not in one.
Yeah, no one is.
So our spaghetti is done, y'all.
I'm gonna go back to work.
It's gonna last us like 5 days.
No, because I'm gonna make plates. I bought a bunch of garlic bread. So I'll probably take 2 plates to you for my job. One for her and whoever she's working with. And then a third one for her to give the brother. And then I thought about picking one to Valerie, but
I do need to see my baby.
I'm going then.
She is so pretty.
Fat mama. I need to see Sugar Mama. just wish they didn't do it way over there. I'm not going to dry way over there. I need a keeper. What am I doing this weekend? I don't think I'm doing nothing. Well, I'm working, but other than that.
Sure got
and
got older.
Right?
I see
updates
on her almost every day. And they always
post
for her.
Did you be like, my little sister?
No.
Why?
Are
you
shame? No. We just don't talk about her. She doesn't vibe.
But he's a world apart, he's a change. I gotta throw these away. They're rusting. Y'all be putting stuff in there to sit and rust the paint and it rusts it. You don't sit in water, it's not gonna work.
Who is y'all, man?
You.
Y'all be like, put in the dishwasher. I mean, put in the dishwater.
Yeah, I say that. Now we make dishwater. Mm-hmm. And Kim probably tell you that. What I'm saying, that's why he rushed up. She don't listen. It's hard.
You can't use the only
that's a I know, I done already explained to them when I say that I don't mean it like that.
You really can't say. He'll be like, I have a nephew. Mean it like that. So they'd be like, oh, well, you need to take into consideration.
This one girl they were talking about had all these followers and she got canceled. And they was like, why she got canceled or something.
And this other girl was going to ask you if you followed her. It was her and her boyfriend. And then they broke up and now they got separate pages. And she got a daughter. Like a 2-year-old maybe. It's probably a lot of them.
That's why I come out here and be on mute, because I never know what y'all gonna say. Some people take that as something, you know. We grew up saying retarded. We grew up saying that word. I don't say it. Like, I don't. I mean, I used to, but.
You are right. That's why I find myself when I do say it, saying it, but at the same time, it shouldn't be your vocabulary. So, like,
I get it. I apologize. Honest to God, I don't mean it that way. But I know that means nothing when you say it.
Yeah, so I'll just be like, are you dumb?
Oh, well.
Are you stupid? But I don't say, when I say that kind of stuff, I'm just talking to my friends like that. Like, I'm going to talk to you like, are you dumb? I'd be joking, but I'm going to say it one more time. So, retarded, I don't feel comfortable. I'm just, everybody, oh, it's a slur. Yeah, okay, I'm just not saying. Now, if I paid you $60 every time you come over my place and pay me, would you do it?
$60 an hour.
An hour?
You damn right.
What about a discount?
That is a discount. Because I wouldn't do it for nobody, period.
But $60 to clean my house.
That's a luxury. So if you can afford to pay me to come clean your house, that means you got that bread. If you ain't got that bread, you don't need to be trying to pay me to come clean your house. That's my rate. You either take it or you leave it. Period.
I'm pretty sure if I said 40 would probably be like, yeah.
Shit.
I don't even like cleaning my own house. Let me get in here.
I'm on break. Really?
My pants, they don't be right in the middle. They be like, to the side.
Alright, so, I need to use this. I got a whole different outfit.
I got rambled today. I don't even know what the point was. The people moved, didn't they? Right there. Mm-hmm. But why they still got that thing in the window?
Because remember, we said that they were moving. Because we haven't seen them on the patio.
And all this stuff gone. They must have forgot that. Well, sit down. You ain't getting that. I know what you thinking.
Y'all, I'm tired.
I'm not tired, but the weather, because it's so gloomy and rainy, like, I definitely, if I was off work and I was here by myself.
You basically are, because I stay home.
It's different. When you really, really by yourself, I would have my music on, have my wine, and have my meds. And I probably would just sit to the dining room table and work. Not my regular 9-to-5, but my businesses. Like, once we move, which I can't go call these people right now, as a matter of fact, but once we move into our bigger space, I really want, like, a table this limb. Like, my island is pretty long, y'all. So I need a table, yeah, like this length to work on, high, because I'm tall, so I need it to be high. And if I had that, I could just go. I would create so much stuff.
We have to.
But I have to sit down. I don't like to sit down and work.
I'm so ready. Are we farther from... Really? Are we closer to Georgia or farther when we move?
When we move from here, farther, because we're moving that way. Georgia's that way. Really is that way. Downtown is that way.
Yikes.
Orlando, that way.
Oh my gosh, it's moving harder.
It's only like 20 minutes.
It's away from our own space. We're moving where we were going to move. Oh my god. I need to see my room. Because I love the space I had in Bartram. That was nice.
Oh, you love off?
That was so nice. That room, it's like, it's really tight. And I have a lot of stuff, so I really can't
spread out.
Yes, but that was perfect. And I had a bathroom.
Oh, you're talking about the Carlton. Oh, why I'm thinking Thornton when you say Bartram. That's why I was like, the law. Oh, your room wasn't that much bigger, but you did have your bathroom. And maybe your closet.
And it had all that space. It had all that space by the window.
Oh, yeah.
Really spacious. This is just really tight.
But overall, I mean, I love that place. But I like this place better. I like this place better because... All right, y'all. This is going to cut off in a minute. In between time... What I usually say?
Yikes.
Next time, in between time, all that good stuff. Y'all already know. Be you. Be beautiful. Be blessed. Be a blessing. Be mindful. And most importantly, y'all, be aware. Okay?
Bye.
Bye. Prince, say bye. Well, he barked. Say bye. Don't be rude. You gonna say bye? He wagging his tail, so I guess that's his bye. All right, y'all.